Hello, this is a course in how to pray in public. And in this portion, I'm going to talk to you about mistakes that I often see when people lead in prayer. Now, the most often occasion where we're asked to lead in prayer is the opening or the closing of a meeting, particularly perhaps a Bible study. And I hear prayers that don't mean much, and they convey that. They don't mean much, and they convey that. That's a very poor beginning to a Bible study. But unfortunately, I think no one even listens. Okay, we're going to open in a word of prayer, which means this is our ritual. And so you get somebody who's called on in the moment, who hasn't thought through what they're going to say, who mumbles something that means nothing, and the way they say it tells you that it means nothing. That is the first mistake. You need to pray like you mean it. Well, first you need to mean it. So it is good that we open in a word of prayer. You know, I remember when I was young and I was reading in it was actually the Hobima News. So this was the newspaper for the Hobima community, which were Native Americans. And they gave the report of their community meetings, and they always opened in prayer and closed in prayer. And I remember thinking, well, that's great, because the civic authorities where I grew up and where I was living then wouldn't have opened in prayer. So yes, I want to affirm that, good, at least you're acknowledging God if you're opening a prayer. Okay, fine. But let's do a better job of that. Okay? Let's pray like you mean it. Let's say something that's important enough for people to listen. Okay, so if you don't know anything, all of a sudden you've been called on to pray. Well, maybe you should have thought of this before. But anyway, all you could do is get there to Sunday school on time, and you had to, you know, get all these kids ready and cook breakfast for your husband and I'm waving my arms around. You know what it is. You have to zip coats and fine shoes, and you just barely got yourself there with all your brains, and now you have to lead in prayer. Okay, you could say, thank you for this Bible study. Thank you for the time that the teacher has put in. Help us to learn something. Say a prayer that means something. And very often, at lots of churches, they give thanks for the freedom to meet. That's fine, okay? But pay attention to what's going on in the meeting and pray for that. And pray at a volume that people could hear. We'll talk a little bit more about that. So that's the first mistake, is people don't give much attention to prayer. Let's pay attention. Let's pray like we mean it. Okay. And then don't be shy. I understand that when you're young, particularly, we're shy, but don't add to the shyness inaudibility. So just know that you're trying to contribute to other people's prayers. So you're leading in prayer. So nobody is really judging you about how smart your prayer is. Well, of course, they are me. And they should, you know, if they're paying you. But you should have some good things to pray. Well, there's another mistake, but we won't go into that. So, but basically, if you're just a young person or just a Bible study participant, nobody's so much judging you. They're just thankful that they don't have to do it. You know, I realized this when I was in about eighth grade. I knew I was going to make a good grade on the book report, but I would just stand there and shake, and my paper would just be shaking. But then when I started preaching when I was in about the 10th grade, and yes, I was a little frightened to do it, but I realized everybody down there was so happy they weren't at my spot. So nobody criticized me when I was in the 10th grade, and I was the first preacher on the docket. Woohoo! great. Be more interested in what God has to say. And that's what I would say. God told me to do this. I'm more interested in what God thinks, and why should I be afraid of all these people? They just are glad they don't have to do it. Okay, so that's one. Second is, mistake that people make is forgetting that they're talking to God. Yeah, so there are some people who maybe they're not just kids, but they really want to make a point to the people. And so they are praying for the people's benefits. They're arguing for their point in a prayer. And I think they don't have any idea how little they're listened to. And if they are, and they're caught, if the people hear that they're doing that, then the people's esteem for them goes down. Don't use your prayer time for arguing and for trying to gain prestige. Don't ever do that. Also, I have heard even people in prayer meetings go on at length telling God all about the problem. Now, it's reasonable to tell God about the problem, particularly in your own private prayer time, but you don't need to complain at length, and particularly not in public prayer. You need to be praying the promises. You may mention the problem, but pray an answer. And then, of course, there is the problem of people forget that there are other people there. So, yeah, you need to speak up, speak clearly, speak intelligently when you are leading in prayer, if you can, but that's not the major thing. If you're just beginning at this, pray well. Pray well. And I don't have time to teach you everything about prayer, obviously, but I hope that your pastor is. And if not, then go find somebody else who will teach you about prayer, obviously. And Jesus had some words about that. Okay. What comes to mind from the words of Jesus is, figuratively, he said, okay, let's go to the temple. Maybe you just had to look around. And here's the Pharisee who's saying, thank you that I'm not like everybody else. And actually, that was originally well-intentioned. Jews thanked the Lord that they had the Torah. They thanked that they had been elected. But Jesus was pointing out some pride and self-righteousness. And then here's the publican, somebody who's not well thought of, somebody who's really despised in that culture, who is asking, he's repenting, and he's not lifting his eyes up, and he's not being proud. So Jesus is applauding repentance, okay? And also, he talked about the importunate widow, so he approves of requests. And of course, he gives authority to his disciples. So there is a whole lot of teaching about prayer in the Bible. So go and read the Bible, and we'll move on. So this is mistakes people make. And one other thing, I want to talk about inappropriate language. So every group has a language that they use. And if you are in a church that uses fancy King James, well, that might be okay where you are. But if you are leading prayer in a mixed group and people don't understand King James English, then they're not going to understand. And if you use a lot of the customary religious decoration in your language in that kind of group, it might be ridiculed or despised. That's not what you want to have happen. So I would recommend that in a mixed group, you use common, current language, just like you would talk to those people. Okay? When I said inappropriate language, maybe some of you thought that I was going to talk about cuss words in prayer. Well, anybody who's just off the street and is so new to prayer that they don't know what's appropriate, well, power to them. I'm glad they're praying. But you guys know. you know, better than that. So don't use overly religious language, so much so that you don't communicate or that you distract. Okay? All right. So pray to God, pray good prayers, and help the people follow you. Lead, ideally, speak up and speak clearly enough so people can pray with you. Okay? That's the end of mistakes people make.